24 Cross Media.
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
Hey.
Hey, welcome back, guys.
Welcome back. Oh my God. I'm really
so this morning.
What?
I had like a kink in my neck.
Yes, you did.
But lucky for me, my best friend is a licensed massage therapist. So I'm like, can you do something about this neck, please? Like, you're just sitting here looking like a fucking lump of shit. Help me out.
Yes.
So she starts rubbing my neck and has to like push my head down a little bit, but then continued to push my head down as if I was like giving a blowjob.
Yeah.
That's what it reminded me of. Without the gagging. But my neck feels much better.
Does it?
Yeah. Oh,
it might be so a little sore, you know, afterwards, because when you get a massage, sometimes you're sore.
Yeah,
after.
It didn't feel good when it was happening.
No, you were like, you have no idea how bad this hurts. I was like, oh, I know. Now suck it, bitch. Who's your daddy? Yep.
Yeah. Oh, that was cool.
So you know what? I don't know if we said it before, but I'm fucking saying it again. But like when you're talking to somebody on the phone, right? And you're just like, hey, but you like don't want to be on the phone anymore. Like your conversation is over and they just like won't shut the fuck up. And so the best way to get out of that conversation is you start to talk and then just hang up on yourself.
Right. Cause nobody hangs up on themselves mid-sentence.
Absolutely not. And then like put your phone on airplane mode and then they try to call back, doesn't go through. Doop. Oh, their phone must have died.
Right. Yeah. My phone died. I lost service. Call dropped.
Hanging up on yourself is the way to get someone off the phone.
It's like one of our little tricks.
It is.
That's why I like when we talk on the phone, because if I want to be off of it, I'm like, I'm going to go now.
Yeah, right.
My best friend Caitlin had a baby shower a couple weeks ago, and I was there, and I got to tell you, top things I hate in life, showers. I don't want to sit there for 2 hours and watch you open 51 onesies.
Oh, baby showers, you mean. Or like wedding showers.
Oh yeah,
any
like
kind of
I like taking
shower.
Like a clean, like to clean myself.
Okay, because I was really confused. My brain immediately went to fucking in the shower. I don't know why.
No, like baby and bridal showers. Like I don't want to sit there and watch you open all this cool shit from a wedding, like a bridal shower that I don't have.
I'm not even jealous about the stuff you have. I just genuinely do not want to watch anybody open gifts.
Right.
Like, it's
so
boring.
The cool thing about my friend is she has it set up so the presents don't get wrapped, so it's just like a display.
Yeah.
So she doesn't open them, but I still don't like it there. So I came like 20 minutes late by accident. I'm late for everything in life. But I was there for like 2 hours. There's like 2 more hours left in it. And I was like, okay, I got to go. And she was like, oh, do you have to work? And I was like, no, I just really don't want to be here anymore.
Appreciate your honesty, baby.
She's like, and that's my best friend, ladies and gentlemen. Like, I don't like it here.
I
just like
anymore.
When I have friends I can be honest with. Like, I don't want to be on this phone call anymore, Tiff. I gotta go.
Which is fine.
But I mean, with other people that are sensitive, you gotta just
bye. Whoopsie, my phone died.
Yeah. We're not doing this anymore.
So you went away and you went to the sex museum.
I know.
Tell me about it.
Oh my God, it was so cool.
Because I want to go.
So there's Museum of Sex in Manhattan. So you go in, you enter through a sex shop, which I thought was dope because they had like all these cool vibrators, half of which I already own.
And wait, so you could buy stuff in there? Like you're going to like
yes,
a sex store?
Like it's a regular sex store. So they got like sex gummies and like sour vagina gummies and all this just shit you've never heard of, like bondage stuff and cool art. Like they had Harry Potter like naked on a broom.
Oh God.
Like Jasmine was he just and Aladdin there? Like fucking each other. Like it was cool, but it was cool.
No, it definitely sounds cool.
Tons of different lube and like heat, whatever. Anyway, so you enter through this sex shop and you go to the counter to buy the tickets to the museum. I paid for the premium tickets unbeknownst to myself because I just asked for ticket to the museum. Right. And you're supposed to get a stress ball with it and a piece of candy. And I didn't get shit.
Wow.
Right. So I want to go back and be like, here's my ticket. I didn't get it. But they'd probably be like, yeah, you did, bitch. Bye.
Right.
Anyway, so it's three floors. So the first floor is all old, like dildos, anal plugs, vibrators from like the 20s, 30s, wow. there was like instruction guides on how to give a blowjob, like how to have sex, like from the 20s, like that they sold for like a penny in a store.
Mm-hmm.
Weird, right?
That is weird.
I'm there like, me and Tip would have been buying these for sure.
You got a penny on you? I really need right? instruction manual.
Loan somebody out back for a penny so we could buy it.
Do they also have an instruction manual on eating someone out? Because I feel like a lot of people could use that.
Right. So you go to the second floor and it was like, they must have like artists of the month that do like art, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Third floor, I don't remember what was on the third. But anyway, on the way down, it was like the interactive part. Mm-hmm. So that was cool. So it's like videos, games, bull riding, a slide, claw machine, skee ball. And you win like all these cool, like, you know, like dick stress balls or like sex god crowns and like all this cool shit.
Is that what that is?
Yeah. And they have a bar downstairs. So all the drinks are named after like sexual shit. And they have a, it's called a facial.
Mm.
And it's a basically a dildo shot. But it looks like a shot that the doctor would give you. So it's like preloaded. Mm-hmm. So you take the tip off the dick and you put the dick in your mouth and shoot it in.
Nice.
It was cool. That anyway, sounds I cool. Recommend it was like, I don't know, say the premium ticket was like $44. Maybe the regular ticket's like 38 or 35 something. But it's totally worth the hour and a half that you get to walk through it and play all the games and do everything. It was so fun.
Were all the games and stuff like free because you got the premium ticket?
Yeah. So you just scan your phone on it and it makes the game start. There was one where it was like a, you know, those fortune teller games.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of like that. It's a siren, like, you know, like the mermaid sirens.
Mm-hmm.
And you stick your hand in and you got to spin this wheel as fast as you can, but it looks like you're like fingering the button. But it's cool. And a little love potion, a CBD love potion comes out if you make her come. If you do it right.
Did you win that?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So it was cool. It was a good time.
That is cool. I do really, 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 really want
to
go.
You have to go. Yeah. It's so dope. There's a bouncy house of boobs. Sweet. Like all just tits. Like bouncy tits.
That
it was dope.
Yeah,
it
was dope. Cool. Did you go in the bounce house?
No, but I did do the bull riding.
Mm.
And I didn't last for the whole time. I like fell off like 3 seconds before, which means I guess I was probably only on there for 5, but it felt like forever.
Yeah, no, I've always want. I've never actually gone bull riding, like the fake mechanical bull, but I've always wanted to. I wonder how long so I can stay on for.
I do too.
I mean, I do have like good like thigh like control.
Not, I do too, and like it's about like the rhythm of going up and down kind of. But when it starts whipping around, it's almost like. I guess if you had both hands and were like really, I don't know, it gets kind of hard.
I want to do it.
Yeah.
We should go. We should at least go bull riding. You know, they have like a carnival down here by us and they used to have that 1 year or maybe even 2, they had like a mechanical bull there. And
did
I
they?
Really wanted to do it, but I didn't. Yeah. I think I was with my kids and I'm like, it may look a little inappropriate when I'm on that thing. I'm going to really try.
I think we should go totally.
Yeah, I do want to go. I'm going to definitely go, but maybe more than once because I already asked somebody to go with me. Not you, because you went without me. And then we'll go together another time.
Okay. Not bad. Cool.
So, switching gears.
Oh, you know what I wanted to circle back to?
What?
Yellow.
Oh, yellow. Okay.
We haven't talked about yellow in a long time.
Right. I didn't pull a yellow, but I helped somebody else pull a yellow that when their friend desperately needed a yellow. Like, desperately. And I'm like, you
why
absolutely.
Why did they desperately need a yellow? So for the listeners that haven't heard the previous podcasts, yellow is a word that we've come up with that means help, basically. So I know you've seen videos and you know the whole, like, I'm on a bad first date, so my friend calls with an emergency so you can get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So we text each other yellow when we need to get out of anything in life. Mm-hmm. And the other person has to immediately come up with a scenario.
Immediately. It's not 10 minutes later.
Right.
It's not 20 minutes
later. Right.
It's immediately.
Immediately come up with a situation that gets us out of whatever the fuck we're in right now that we need to be out of.
I text my friend one time when I needed a yellow and I said, yellow, you have 3 minutes.
Right.
I know she was literally panicking. Like, what do I do? Because you do panic in that situation because you're like, okay, they
it
absolutely need
yeah.
me to do
yeah,
this.
Yeah.
Like, what? Because you're not thinking, like, what am I going to come up with?
Right.
You know, what can
and
I
you,
say?
And you have to do it quickly.
Yeah, like immediately.
Right. So.
So, well, I was around some people like a month or two ago and like he desperately needed a yellow. Like some girl was like on his dick heavy. And I was like looking at his friend like, yellow.
Right.
You need to do it. Like, if I do it, it's going to look awkward. Right. You got to do it. And
was
he
it
did
because this girl was like crazy? Or?
Yeah. You know, she was just crazy. And, you know, he definitely did not want to continue talking to her. So I was like, okay, I am picking up that you need a yellow, but your friend's going to do it. So friend, we need a yellow.
Right.
And he did. He pulled the yellow out of his ass and it was immediate and it worked. And that was lovely. And I felt really proud of him. I'm proud of you. But so I guess talking about girls being crazy. So like we've talked about it before or whatever, like are all girls crazy or do people just think they are? I don't think it's just girls, but we'll just talk about girls for right now. Like I think we are all crazy on a different level. Like no girl is a 0% crazy. Like even if she's like an Amish princess, like does nothing wrong. Like there's a level of her that is like crazy, you know?
I think
like,
crazy is driven by... It doesn't just come out of nowhere.
No, I mean, it's driven by your jealousy, triggers. It's
triggers.
Yeah, you know, it's driven by like what you are not okay with. Like a girl who's a perfectly a girl that's like perfectly like a peaceful girl who's like a little sweetheart, you know, like you do something that like maybe irks her OCD or something, she's gonna go a little crazy, you know, even if she's just like, oh my God, you didn't wash that dish. Like, oh my God, like your sock is on the floor. Like that's a little crazy. Like you could just pick the
sock
up for
me. But then there's like crazy.
Yeah, but then there's like level 10 crazy. So like,
that's me.
What
that's
do you mean? I think we can all, we have talked about this before because I've asked you what you think my level of crazy can
be. Yeah, and you try to say it was like nothing, which it's
no, not. I can absolutely be crazy. I know that. And I think we agreed that I could be like a level 6, but I've never been like a level 10. I have been a level 10 for sure, but it's not like my norm. And it's not something that like everything makes me level 10.
No, it depends on who you're with, how it's going, what the situation is. But there's also crazy like, like when I think of us being crazy, mm-hmm. I think of us doing dumb shit.
Yeah,
right?
Dumb shit.
Like
this podcast to begin with. A little crazy.
But then there's crazy like these girls that like the guy is basically telling you he don't want to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
And you're throwing yourself at him, following him, touching him, giving him attitude, fighting with him, stalking him. Like that's crazy.
Right. Or like a girl that just like keeps blowing up your phone, like
breaking
after
into your ex's house because he's got a new girl there. Crazy. Crazy.
That's level 10 crazy.
There's a lot of crazy.
There is. And girls can absolutely be crazy. I think some guys are into crazy, but then they're not when the crazy happens to them. Like they're like,
I think
yo, crazy
into,
girls
like,
are
my
freaks.
New crazy when it makes them feel good. Like, oh, she's jealous. You know, like, oh, she likes me. Like, but right. Then that quickly turns into like a level 5.
Right. But some guys I've heard, and not even just some, but a lot of guys have said like crazy girls are great in bed. Like, I don't think I agree with that. Like,
oh,
what
I've
makes
heard,
them
I've
so
heard
great?
It way too much to disagree, I think.
But what makes them crazy? Like, imagine you're with a guy who's not super sexual and he meets a crazy
maybe
bitch.
Because they're like crazy about the guy, so they're putting in like way extra effort, like because they're crazy about him, so they're like killing it.
Maybe. I'd love to know.
Like they're super freaks because what they're makes crazy.
This is when I wish we had a guy on the podcast right now, because I'd really love to know what a guy sees in a crazy girl when it comes to sex. Like, I have to know.
Or like,
write this
like
down for a future podcast when we have somebody on.
Okay.
Because
but
I got to
like,
know.
Yeah.
Like, what
like
is it?
This bitch and you know she's crazy and you're turned on now. Because you're like, right. This bitch is crazy.
And what if you're not a super sexual guy? Like, what if you're not a guy that, like, wants to fuck every day? You know, like, imagine you meet this
what
crazy bitch.
What guy doesn't want
to
fuck every day? That's crazy. That's crazy.
I could probably think of some, but I don't, like, know their names.
I feel like if a guy didn't want to fuck me, that I would feel bad.
Yeah, it would absolutely. It makes you feel like you're not wanted.
Yeah. Like
and I don't give a
attractive.
Fuck what they say. Like, I don't care if they're like, no, that's not it. Like,
I'm
well,
just
it's,
tired.
It's it to me.
Right. Well,
it's
it feels a lot like it's it.
And it doesn't even matter if it's not it, because to me, it is it. Like, that's how I feel. And you're not changing my motherfucking
right.
mind.
You own your feelings.
Right. And I can very well be upset by that if that was my life.
It's like being rejected.
Yeah, which I don't like either.
I don't like that either.
And I feel bad about that because I used to with my ex, like we would go like a month without having sex. And that was on me. Like I'd turn him down and reject him all the time because I wasn't in the mood for it. But then once like that like stopped happening to me, even with him, like finally I snapped out of it or whatever. then realized like how shitty of a thing that was.
Yeah, I guess we're sitting here like it's all about us, right? But I've definitely done that too.
Yeah, 100% I've done that.
And they feel, I'm sure they feel the same 100%. Way.
Well, that's what he said. And like, my ex sucks. Did say that. He was like, you don't know how that made me feel with you not wanting to fuck me. And I was like, I don't, because I've never had that happen to me, but I do understand like that had to have felt like shit, you know?
Yeah, it's shitty.
And then I've been rejected before after that. And I've thought like, wow, like why?
Right. And then and then here I am like going about my day, not even thinking about it. And they probably really felt bad.
Yeah. I hope they fucking did. I hope they felt like shit, honestly.
It's probably not a good feeling.
It's a terrible feeling.
Why don't you want me?
Right. And like, I honestly, it's hard for me to put myself in the position like, it's not you. But how can everything not be you? Like, how can nothing be you?
Right, because when I'm turning you down, it's partially because of you.
Right.
Like, so when you're in a long-term relationship, right, which is when we were rejecting people, right?
Mm-hmm.
It got almost like cyclical. Like, it was like a chore.
Well, that's just it. It's like an obligation. And so That's the thing is like, okay, I get that it's not totally me. Obviously you're not in the mood, but it is me not being able to put you in the mood. So it's me. It is me. A part of it is me not being able to get you going to do it.
Because it gets to a point where it's like, all right, you want to have sex? Like, take your clothes off. I don't like that shit. But you know what would have upped your chances is if you just started like.
Right. I don't want to do like a plan. I don't want to be like, we fucking later. Like, I just want you to do it.
Be the initiator.
No, I don't. Oh, I hate to say I don't ever want to be the initiator, because of course we both should be initiating at times, but like, I definitely want somebody to initiate. Like, I would definitely be highly discouraged if you never initiated. Like, right. And you don't have to ask. I'm always down. Like, always down.
I'm a sure thing, bro.
Right. Like, it's a fucking fact I'm down. It's sad. It's like, being rejected is not cool. It's a feeling hurter. I don't know if that's like a phrase, but it is today. Like,
a feeling hurter.
A feeling hurter. Because I know for a fucking fact, if this fucking, what is that porn star everybody thinks is pretty and she's not?
Mia.
Is her name Adriana Chechik or something?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's her name. Something like that. I'm sure I pronounced her last name wrong. I don't give a fuck though. But everybody's like, ooh, yeah, of course she has a nice body. She's got fake fucking tits. She works out. She's like 1 pound.
It reminds me of like, it's like, you're not ugly. You're just poor. Right?
Like, right. Like, her face is not pretty. Rich,
like all these other people, bro, we'd look like these other mm-hmm. people.
And I can guarantee you, she walked the fuck in here, you'd be turned on and you wouldn't fucking reject her.
Okay.
So why are you rejecting me? Not that that's happening, but I'm just saying, like, to anybody who gets rejected, I bet if a fucking porn star walked in here and wanted to fuck your dude, he'd say, okay, he'd do it. He'd be like, sure. And I don't want to hear like, it's an experience. Like, I'm an experience. Some people have said that. Like, what the fuck?
It's on Yelp, bro.
Right. Read the reviews, bro.
I'm dead.
Yeah. So I don't like it. So, okay. I don't know if we've talked about this before, but if we can't remember, nobody else can either. Yeah. But fisting. Like, the fuck?
The fuck is that?
Like, why do you need to do it?
So I understand that a baby comes out of your vagina.
Correct, which is bigger than a fist. I get it.
I can understand that it stretches possible. That big, and it's possible. I am not about that life.
No.
I don't come from, I'm going to mess this up. Help me out. Penetration.
Yes, penetration.
Right? Just that.
AKA vaginal insertion, as you like to call it before.
I need like clitoral stimulation also. So there needs to be like certain positions or something else going on sometimes.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. Me too.
Okay.
Gotta.
So the fisting thing doesn't make any sense to me. No. Because like, you shoving your whole hand up me.
Yeah.
Does not sound like a good time.
I don't even want you to put three fingers in there, to be honest.
100% sure I'm not going to come from that.
No.
So like, that aggressive, like, yeah, with your whole hand,
I'm sure some people
take that somewhere else.
Well, because as we talked about before, like, your clit looks like a wishbone, like inside. I feel like I'm sure that if, and the thing is like, well, okay. So I found this out like a year ago that you have a clit inside that's like the size of Miami.
We watched that fucking Netflix special.
Pleasure.
It's the size of the United States of America. It is right? big.
So I understand that, like, and the thing is, I've been eating out before.
Inside and outside is all connected.
Right.
So my clit is all over down there.
It's everywhere. So how are you missing it?
Right. So if a dude can't hit it, we got a problem.
So I've been eating out before, which was like the best, like, oral I'd ever had, you know, where
which is crazy.
They've eaten me out and also used their fingers, and it's like everything is happening down here.
Right.
High alert. Everything is just like happening, and that was great. And but like I still needed like you to be on the outside.
Oh, that just gave me the chills.
Oh, why am I always so sweaty in here?
Noises like that. Stop. Because it's the clitoral stimulus, it's the outside.
Yeah, I need that same. Absolutely, for sure. I mean, same. Like, I can absolutely fuck you. Like, and we don't have to come at the same time. I would love for us to come at the same time.
That is a bonus.
It's a super bonus.
Love that.
But I can come first, which I'm definitely coming first. Because if I don't come first, I ain't coming at all. I already know that.
Right.
But, like, I can come first and then you can come after and I'll be perfectly fine with that. But, like, I definitely need like clitoral stimulation. There's like same. No doubt about
so,
it. I'd rather have that than penetration.
You know how when you're seeing somebody or you're having sex with somebody, the more you have sex, the better it gets because you get more comfortable with each other. You learn it. You probably tell each other what you like or whatever. Do it again and I'll walk the fuck out of here. And this podcast will never happen again. You fucking dirtbag. Why don't you make that noise and then say flaccid dick after it and watch what happens to punch you in your face. So I hate you. I can't remember what I was saying.
I'm crying over here.
Right? So it gets better as you go. Okay.
Yeah.
So how lucky am I to find somebody that caters to what I need to
right.
come. So which is how it's a guarantee every time.
Yeah. Which is very like rare for you to ever.
Right.
Let alone every time.
Right. But it's like they like he understands. Like
yeah. Like she needs this. Right. I know that. But that's what you're supposed to do.
Right.
You're supposed figure to like learn, mm-hmm. you know, and make it happen.
Love that for me.
So, okay. So I want to talk about fucking on the first date and I want to speak.
I do that. That's me.
That's
sign me.
Me
up.
So fucking
you know
on
what?
First date.
We're fucking old.
Right.
I mean, I did this when I was young too, but it's like, if this sucks, we don't need to have a second one.
Right. However, that's what I was getting at is like, if you fuck on the first date, it may not be so great because like, you don't know each other that well. It's kind of awkward. Like, I don't know what she likes.
I do believe in second chances.
Right. Exactly. You know, I believe in second chances. Mm. But I mean, unless it was like a travesty, like unless you're like, there's no way this is getting better. Or if like you look at it and you're like, whoa, someone's got Peronis. Like what, why is it multicolored? And I can deal with like a little difference in shade, like maybe two, but like
also,
why you got like
I have to
it's
be
a camouflage
in
dick
like you though. I'm not just sleeping with anybody on the first date just
yeah you are yeah you
no,
are yeah you are Brie.
No, there's many people that I like made excuses to leave the date or like I drove separately to the date and I was like, oh, I gotta work, I gotta go.
Yeah,
I haven't slept with everybody on the first date.
All right, so I'm going to give everybody a tip, another tip from Tiff. Just give her some shots and you'll be able to fuck her on the first date no matter who the fuck you are. But the same goes for me, honestly. I'm not going to deny that.
I don't like...
Get me drunk and
yeah,
I'm ready
to I don't
to
do
you.
Shots on the first date. It's never like that situation.
Yeah, but
well,
you know
it
what?
Has been.
It's never been. Well, it has, but it's never, but... A couple times.
Worked out for them.
So, okay. But I wanted to share an experience that I had where it wasn't a first date, but it was somebody that I had met. And then we did fuck immediately afterwards, which actually I'm rescinding what I said before, which is how I never left the bar with somebody that I just met. This is the only time this happened because
oh,
I just remembered.
Here's Tiffany's truths.
However, it was like literally the best sex. Like the best.
And
like everything about it was so fucking amazing and like hot and it was great. Like I was like, this guy is a professional. I should have known right away he was a professional. I should have been concerned, to be honest. Right. I should have been like, why was that so good? How many times have you done this that you are literally a pro?
Right.
Like, you just know what everybody likes. But he knew what I was. Like, I was like, cool.
That's cool.
It's one of those, like, push you up against the door and just start, like, fucking ravishing your body. And then all of a sudden you're naked and it's the next morning and you're like, whoa, how'd I get here? Where's my socks? But yeah, I was like, dang. But fucking on the first date. Okay, so I would fuck on the first date if I wanted to. Like, right. I would absolutely do it if I totally wanted to. But I also like not fucking on the first date. I like that. I like that.
Yeah, I like that too. If you're in it for the long run and you want to play the game and keep them mm-hmm. interested. But it's like a game. It's just, there's different situations and different scenarios. And you just go with the flow. Like, I'm all for whatever anybody wants to do. I've done both.
Yeah, done both.
I'm still single, so neither works better than the other.
Right. Neither works better than the... correct. Yeah. I don't think it matters. I mean, the person, like my boyfriend now, like we didn't fuck on the first date, like, or, you know, the first time we met, like at all.
I know.
So, but we're together, you know, so, like it obviously that worked for us. But there has been guys I've gone out with and like the previous guy before him. We did not fuck on the first or even second date or whatever.
Or like 10th or 15th because he couldn't get it hard.
Yeah. Actually. Actually, yeah. That's right. Exactly it. But but they could sure get hard when you give them a blowjob. I fucking hate that shit.
That's convenient.
That's annoying, actually. Which I know you agree that that's annoying. Yes. And the convenience was sarcasm. It was convenient for him.
Right.
Like, okay, so can also guys explain to me why that can happen? Like... I understand that some girls' pussies are like super fucking loose, which really almost sounds like a you problem because your dick just isn't big enough. However, but also I get that. But like I started to think like, okay, maybe guys can get hard from blowjobs and stuff like that. And like if you're just jerking their cock or whatever, if they're jerking their cock, you know, the whole mutual masturbation thing that you're not into.
Hate that.
But like,
hate that for me.
I wonder if it's like, if it's because like their hand can be tighter, you know, maybe they need like a tighter grip. And like sometimes your pussy just isn't. I don't like to say pussy. I'm going to say it again, but I don't love it. It's not my favorite word, but it's also like, oh, my vagina. Like, it just sounds right, too like proper.
Yeah. Like, what is the option here?
I don't know.
Okay, so also agreed. And the wetter you are, the less...
like friction.
Like feeling or friction mm-hmm. or what, like I would imagine, right?
I think there's a fine
why
line between being
too
wet. Why do we
sit here and act like we're going to ever be able to figure out anything that happens to guys?
I know.
Well, we might as well just ask a third person to be on here that is a guy.
Right.
Because we don't know what the fuck we're ever talking
right.
about.
I
we're
know.
Just assuming.
Yeah. Which is all we can do, really. Right. And I'm okay with it. I'm going to keep assuming.
Yeah.
Nobody's corrected us yet.
Girls sit around and they try to figure out what the fuck goes on with guys.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know. And and guys will never know what goes on with girls.
I also don't think they always care because they're so fucking stupid. They're just like, eh, whatever. Another slut will come along and then I'll not figure her out too. I hate to say guys are dumb, but they're much simpler sometimes
right.
than girls.
Facts.
But like, yeah, so I don't know. I think there's a difference between like a mouth, obviously, like maybe the tightness or like how you're able to control it more than a vagina. But like, I mean, some guys have no fucking problem. You know, they're just like able to just do anything with anything at any time. But it bothers me. It bothers me. So like, yeah, the guy I was talking to before, he... could like never get fucking hard unless of course you're sucking his dick, which is like, I like to suck dick, but you're making me truly hate it. It's like, right. You have actually deterred me from sucking dick, which is not a good thing for everybody else.
Well, if you're not getting yours out of it.
Well, that's the thing.
That's
so like
thing,
this guy like... was down for oral all the time. Like he would totally eat me out and loved it and then would want a blowjob. But it's like, cool. But this
right,
pussy
but if
also
you're like
wants
me,
a dick
if
in
you're
it.
Getting eaten out. Like that just makes me want dick more.
Yeah.
Right?
I now
like,
want
I don't
the
know
dick.
About you, but
yeah,
now I want you to fuck the shit out of me.
Yeah, I'm ready. Take me
right now.
Take me.
Right.
Yeah, I think it's stupid. I don't like that. I think it's dumb.
I like being the dom or the sub.
The dom, obviously.
All the time. You want to be in control and decide what's going on here.
So
because I don't ever want to do that.
So like if I had to say like dom versus sub, I never want to be in an actual dom sub relationship. Oh, no, I don't want to be either one of those. But if I was to say, am I more of the dominant one who's like controlling the positions and controlling what we do and like initiating? I don't always want to do that. Like, I don't always want to do that. Like, okay, so in that scenario, I'd rather be the sub one in that. Like, I'd rather you always initiate.
I want you to, like, or at least flip more me around or tell me what the fuck to do or choke me or pull my hair. Like, I want to be told what the fuck to do.
Yeah.
And I think it's because I'm in control of everything in my life, like, to an extreme degree, that's, like, the one thing that I cannot be in control of.
Yeah. I agree. I mean, I'm kind of a controlling person when it comes to like everything else in my life.
But it's like, you know, the softball team.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in control of that. I got to manage it, get it together, make everything happen. Fucking work. All three jobs.
Right.
I'm the boss. It's not like it's like.
Well, I think it's just hot when like a guy's like turn around or just turns you around.
Yeah. Or like, tell me what to do, daddy.
Yeah.
Got you.
I mean, I don't want to say daddy. You know how I feel about that. But I definitely want you to like be doing that stuff, you know. But I don't mind doing it. I'll do it and I like to do it too. But like I can't always be the one doing it. Like get your fucking ass up like, and turn me around.
What if you were always the on top?
I wouldn't always want to be on top. No. I don't mind being on top. I know that you have a different opinion about that.
No, I don't mind doing it.
For 20 minutes, for 2 seconds.
20 seconds. No, I don't mind doing it, period. But like, if you think that I'm always doing all the work, you're wrong. I would prefer for you to do more of the work.
Right. Like, I want to make this an equal opportunity situation.
I would like for it to be equal, but like, in reality,
you'd rather not do
it. You'd rather less work.
We know. Okay. We are aware. All right. I mean, if the person always wanted to be in charge of sex, who am I to disagree? Who am I to disagree? I'm okay with that. Like, I'm not going to be like your slave. But if you always wanted to like initiate, I don't think any guy always wants to initiate. I think they also want, because it's a feeling of being wanted. Like, I want you now. Mm-hmm. And you just reach down there and you take it. You take that flaccid dick. And you make it grow.
Let's switch gears here.
Gears.
Okay, let's talk about honesty.
Honesty. Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah. I know you're bad at honesty because you lie to me constantly and then tell the truth, which you've already done on this podcast. Okay. However, I remember when I said I never left the bar with a guy. Well, I did do that. Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, I did do that. And I admitted it. So I am not always honest to start, but then I finish with honesty at another time.
I feel like you're either an honest person or you are not.
Okay, so I hate to say this because then you're going to be like, you do a podcast where you're telling me about all your business. Like, but I am a private person when it comes to like certain things.
Just not sex.
Like I don't talk about like current events. So like when I'm talking about a story, it's never... generally, unless it's like literally the other day this happened. Like I don't talk about like me and what's going on now.
Nobody could ever put together our timelines.
Right. I mean, something I said could have happened 5 years ago, could have happened yesterday. Right. Like, however, I'm not ever saying like this happened to me today, you know, and I generally try not to talk about that, kind of like you do too. So, but I don't always want somebody to know exactly what happens. Like, until I'm ready for that. So if it takes five shots, takes five shots. Who am I to disagree?
I appreciate honesty in a relationship.
Facts, of course.
So like, I appreciate you telling me the truth about things.
Right. Like, I appreciate because you telling me your ex texted you.
I'll give you the vibe you give me. I'll give you the same energy you give me.
Right.
So you do that, I got you. I appreciate you telling me about your ex texting you.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate you telling me whatever.
This girl hit on you. Or this girl hit on you. Or blah, blah, blah. You know?
At the bar, this happened. Whatever.
Right. I appreciate you telling me.
Right. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Accept it. Love it. Cool.
Thank you.
I would appreciate if there was nothing to be honest about.
Right. I'd appreciate that fucking more. I'd appreciate it if you said, like, my ex texted me, but I didn't text her back. Like, that's the honesty I like.
I like that honesty better.
Right. I don't want you to be honest. Like, yeah, I talked to my ex and we had a whole conversation and we talked on the phone and, like, we had the best time. Like,
bye.
I just wish that didn't happen. Parents
at the bar and we hung out for 2 hours and this is what we talked about.
Like, thank you so much for telling me, but like, I just wish that didn't happen. like, that would have been the preferred method of right. you telling me a story. Like, I saw my ex at the bar and I left. I know. you know, or my ex came up to me to try to talk and I said no.
and I was like, goodbye.
like, right.
I just remembered I'm paying my tab and leaving right now.
Right. Like, can you not? Because
there's 100 other places I need to be besides here.
Right. Like, let's not. Let's not do it. I just think if the roles were reversed, it would be different. Like, if I ran into somebody I talked to before, I'm not going.
100%. There's a double standard there.
There's 100% sure. a double standard. That's basically like me saying that that's okay for me to do, which I know you're not okay with. Like, I know no guy or girl is going to be okay with that. But then, like what? like, you can't do, like, and yes, you certainly can do it. But, like, really think about it. Like, do you think that's okay? Like, is it okay to do it? Because I'm gonna go with no on that one. Right. It's a no from me, dog.
I just would rather not.
So thank you so much for being honest. Like, I'd rather you tell me than not tell me, but I'd rather you just didn't do it than do it. So bye.
Right.
Bye. Cool.
Glad we're on the same page.
Yeah, I'm 100% on the same page with that. You already know how I feel. Like, you already know. So what about getting picked up at a bar?
Like, what about it? So here's the thing. So if you're going to pick me up mm-hmm. at the bar, you're going to have to be funny.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You got to be the sex wolf.
You got to be like a sex wolf.
Yeah.
Funny that you remember that. But you got to kill it, basically. Because if we're strangers and you're trying to pick me up, like, I'm going to need you to kill it. Can't just be, like, ordinary conversation right. lines, because I'm really not into it.
You absolutely have to be funny.
But if you come at me with some
laugh.
Funny shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm already ready.
And I almost don't even care if you're, like, you don't even have to be, like, that hot.
Like, we're sitting there and you start just saying, you're 973-144. And I'm like, what is that? And he's like, oh, I thought you asked for my number. Like, bro,
aww, now you know I what? Want it. I do want it. To me. Actually, weird, because I like already got it right. while you were talking. I've done that before. So the one time, sorry to like sidetrack, but the one time so I have this like app where I can like identify whose number this is, or I can look them up by name and then also find out their everything. Okay. So
I happen to know this because sometimes I send you numbers.
You sure do.
And I'm like, tell me who the fuck this is.
This is this person. They live right. here and these are all their relatives and this is their previous address. Actually, their previous 4 addresses. And here's an email address too, just in case you needed that. But so the one time I was like I hate to say hooking up with this guy, because we weren't hooking up, we were just like making out, and like I was about to leave and I said, like, I think I must have asked, like, what's your number, and they were like, oh, you know, figure it out, and I was like, okay, hold on. I was like still like sitting on their lap. And I like did it and I was like 845-555-5555, and they were like, wow. Yeah. I was like, and this is your address. I mean, I know I'm here, but like now I know the actual address. So like, to me, that's not crazy. It was funny. It was like a funny situation, funny. You know, because the fact that they were like, you'll figure it out. Like, aw, like I will.
No, in about 10 seconds.
And here's your mom's phone number too.
But yeah, I think like getting picked up at the bar, you got to be funny.
Yeah, you totally have to be funny.
Cause like just sending me a drink and saying some dumb shit that I don't, mm-hmm. I can't.
The buy. Basics, mm-hmm. the basics. Yeah, I think funny guys definitely finish first. Yeah, they do. It like I said, it doesn't, it almost, like, you can't be a solid 0, but like a 4 could turn into a 6 or 7 easily just with their personality.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
100%.
Okay, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Let's
like
just
that.
Say, looking at the entire world's population, right? So everybody in the world had to rate me on a 1 to 10 scale. And I want honesty. Like a total honesty from you.
Wait, so everybody in the world
right. So like, let's,
received a picture of Tiffany.
Received a full picture of Tiffany.
Like how you look right now?
How not this current second, but how I would look on a good day.
Okay.
So,
and
like,
they say,
so, and this, and okay. I mean it seriously. Like, if everybody, so the person you're with is going to be like, you're a 10, baby, of course. You know, like, if they think you're a 10, yeah, or they like, at least gas you up, you're a 10.
Don't gas me.
Let's pretend.
I know you have a 10 in your head. Yeah. So I'm going to need you to subtract me from that and give me the real answer.
Right. And that's why I ask you, like, if everybody in the world had to rate me on a 1 to 10
what
scale,
do I think it would be?
What do you think that I actually would end up as? And I want honesty.
So like a 10 to me would be.
Mm-hmm. I guess it's hard.
Like,
let me stop.
I think Blake Lively is a 10.
She's beautiful. So, okay. And the thing is, it's hard because a 10 to somebody else is not right, a 10 to somebody it. Else. Like somebody might like a super fucking thin girl, where somebody might like a girl that's like bigger.
I think realistically.
Realistically, what do you think that like.
You'd be a 7.
7. Okay.
Do you hate that answer?
No, I don't hate it. I can't hate it. I wanted honesty.
All right.
I think you're wrong because like, I'm obviously a 10, but like, well, like
think
no,
about
I'm kidding.
If you take your best picture and then Blake Lively. Like for me, Blake Lively, Scarlett Johansson, they're 10s.
Right, but if so you took, like, for you exactly, but if you took those two pictures and somebody preferred long brown hair versus blondes, like they might say like Tiff's prettier
correct.
Than Blake Lively.
But what I'm saying is that's false. My 10. That's right. My scale. I'm just giving you
right,
my scale.
Right, right, right. Yeah. No, I get that. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Right.
You know, so I get it. So you think I'd be a 7.
What okay. did your boyfriend tell you you are?
Obviously, he said I was an 11. What?
Oh my God.
Way hotter than
any. Did you ask him this question?
No, no, but I think I'm gonna.
Yeah. I wonder what he says.
And I don't think it's one of those questions.
Do you think he's honest? Like, you think he'd be honest, or you think he'd be like, you're a 10 to me? Like, that gay answer.
If he said I was a 10, I'm gonna literally punch him in the fucking face.
Right.
I'm not really gonna punch him in the face. I'm kidding.
What would you,
but well, I would know that's a whole full
of,
lie.
On a scale of 1 to 10. I'm yeah. not asking you what you rate me because I don't give a fuck and I don't want to know. And if you tell me a 4 or some shit, I'm going to cry. So I don't want to know the answer.
Don't
to
ask me the next question. Don't
I'm
ask.
Asking it.
Don't ask. I already know what you're going to ask. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to be asked
why?
It.
Why?
I don't like it.
What do you think your boyfriend is?
I knew you were going to ask me that. He's a 10, obviously.
You're such a fucking piece of shit. I hope he answers that the same way to
no,
you.
No, no. So if I had to rate,
all
I
right,
guess.
Give me a rating.
On a for you? I was going to go with a 7 for you too, but you know, it's not just because you gave me a 7. I was going to say a 7. A strong 7. A strong 7. A strong 7. You're not tipping the table
ask,
to an 8
I
or
think
anything.
We should
but.
Ask some more people.
Yeah, I do too. I think it's a great question. I just
I
really
can't believe
need
you
the
wouldn't
honest...
answer my question.
All right, if I had to give him a rating, I'd probably say he's also a 7. Because I think 8 to 10 is like we're now entering Jason Momoa territory.
I think Jason Momoa is a 10.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I said anywhere but like oh. from an 8 to
but
a
like
10
is
like really, really
like,
hot. You know,
9 is like you're pretty damn fucking close to
well,
perfect.
That's,
well, so that's like
yeah.
a lot. So
well,
you
that's
know when
why
people
I said
are
an
like,
8
you're
too
a 9.
Is kind of.
You're a 9. Like, no, I'm not. You're an 8. No, like we're going to be think
well, that's
about
why
all
I
the
said,
people in the world.
Right. Well, that's why I said anywhere from an 8 to a 10 is pretty much like entering extremely hot.
Right.
You know, like a 7 is like a safe, like you're hot, but you're not Blake Lively. You're not Jason Momoa. Like this motherfucker can bench press me. Like there's nothing
can
I want more than that.
Right.
Like just bench pressing you in the air and every time you come down he like sucks a titty.
Oh you know? My God. That noise.
I'm gonna add it to one of our buttons here so that every time you get uncomfortable you just hear
it's super easy to make me uncomfortable.
Yeah, it is. You are always so uncomfortable. You are the weirdest motherfucker.
You know what? It's funny because I talk to people about this podcast a mm-hmm. lot and where people talk to me about it a lot. And they're always like, you're Who I am as a person, like out in public, mm-hmm. is very outgoing, mm-hmm. right? Like saying what I want, say whatever I want, like outgoing, confident. But like when it comes to this podcast, I am the reserved one.
You are.
And you're it's like the extreme. Freak. And it's just weird how it's like yin and yang. But
yeah.
It, I mean,
it
works.
Is
but
funny.
It's just... I don't know. I get uncomfortable.
You do. You get uncomfortable. It's not even like anybody's
but it's like
here
you're like
watching.
Austin on his face, and I'm like, I will not. No, sir.
I will smother that motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm like, no, thank you.
Have it new.
I'm gonna have a bowl of cereal over here instead.
Can you get my Lucky Charms out of the closet? No, I agree. Like, so I would probably say a 7. Yeah, 7 for him. for sure. All right. Because I think a 7 is hot. You know, it's just, it's not like the extreme.
You're
like
on the second hand, but we're not getting extreme.
Right. Exactly. Like, I'd fuck you. Not you. I hate you.
Right.
Unless I had a dick, then you know I'm fucking you at least once.
So
maybe at the end of the day, so you'd get like a used dick.
You're disgusting.
Because you already know I'm fucking everybody else that day too.
Throw a condom on it. We're good.
Ooh, condoms. All right. So I know, and I don't give a fuck what anybody says. Like, so we talked about fucking on the first date. Like, yeah, there sure are going to be people that will use a condom. But I know damn well most people are not using them. Mm-hmm. They're not. And they could say they did. I've lied and said I did. Sure have. Sure have lied about that. Oh, God. But, like, they're not. Like, they're really just not. Like, for some reason, we always just think it's safe. Like, you're always like, this must be fine.
This sounds like a good idea.
Right, you know?
Obviously.
So, like, what is your thought? Like, nobody really loves a condom. It definitely, so I'll be honest, I have obviously used condoms before, and it didn't feel much different to me. Like, but
no,
I know to
me
them,
either.
So I don't know if that's all girls or just a lot of girls or no girls except us, but so to now, me, a condom to dick doesn't really feel much different
right,
to me.
So when I started having sex, I always used condoms. Mm-hmm. The guy I lost my virginity to used condoms all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't on birth control. Mm-hmm. And I also was scared to death of my parents. You obviously weren't.
No. And
so, like, my mom drilled into my head, like, if you ever come home pregnant, you're homeless. You're out. You know? So I was scared. So, like,
you're homeless.
My entire, like, first half of my sex life was all condoms.
Mm-hmm.
All the time.
Yeah. But, like.
And it didn't feel any different to me. And also back then we used like the free ones from Planned Parenthood. Yeah, remember when right. You could go in and just yes,
get a whole basket
you
of
them. Just take like a handful yeah. at the counter.
The good old days.
Or you'd go in the bathroom for like your pee test or whatever there. Mm-hmm. And there was like baskets of them. Mm-hmm. So people would just like load up on them. So we had those ones. But the supermarket aisle of condoms back then was a very slim selection. You go yeah. in there now, bitch, they got their own aisle.
Right. They got their
There's
own
like heating, soothing, vibrating, skin something like
ribbed, flavored. Fucking,
like, bro.
It's like.
The yeah. condom market has changed.
Because the population has
crazy,
grown too much.
Probably because nobody was using them. And they were like, we got to make these more enticing.
Exactly. But yet, I mean, I just think it's funny that people will all the time like pretend they use condoms and they
and
absolutely
you know, damn,
are not
well,
using
it.
A condom.
Like,
which
ew,
is
you
scary.
Yeah, but I use a condom. Well, that makes it better because you're lying.
Yeah, because you're totally lying. Like, did you bring one? I mean, they could have had like just a box laying around, but like, I don't know. I definitely.
You know what's fun? How many times have you ever found a box of condoms at a guy's house?
Maybe like 3.
And did you count them?
No.
Because I've done that.
No.
More than once. And let me tell you how many were missing from the box. God. 0, 0, and 1.
Well, right.
Okay. So, well, like, right. Why do we even have
well,
these?
I've seen a box of condoms at a guy's house that was unopened. So,
same
like,
thing.
I didn't go through,
same thing.
You know, but it was an absolutely unopened box of condoms. And so I'm like, oh, you definitely use those.
Like, is this in case you bring a dirty bitch home or, like, your questionable bitch?
You're just not drunk enough. Like, was
right.
good.
Yeah. A stranger, like, you're afraid to get her pregnant. Like, I don't know.
Right. I think that's probably what more guys are worried about than STDs is getting a girl pregnant.
Which is the easiest thing to get rid of.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can't get rid of STDs.
Yeah, but it's more of like a trust thing. Like, will she get rid of it?
Right.
Will she get rid of it? I don't know what her stature is religiously. So, like, is
right.
she gonna?
I don't know what she's going to believe in here. So.
Yeah. Well, I could tell
or
you
also
I
what
would
they
get
believe
rid of it.
In, you know?
No,
like,
that's fucked up, but
if they get in that situation, they might be like,
I don't
believe
agree.
In this, so
yeah.
I'm stuck.
See, you just got to stop fucking with people's beliefs. That's the question on the first day. What do you believe in?
Right.
Like, if I was a dude, I'd ask a girl, like, do you want any kids? Like, and I'm not asking because I want them. No. I'm asking because I want to make sure you don't either. Because it is scary. I mean, I don't know. I hate to judge people that literally will have a one night stand and then keep the kid. Like, I hate to judge people like that, but I just can't believe that people would do it. Like,
I would do it.
You would keep the kid?
Yeah.
See, I just, I don't, I, And it's only because I'm not going to raise this kid without a dad. Like, or if you want to be in his life, maybe I don't like you. I'm
planning on doing that anyway. Do you get what I'm saying? So for me, it's like,
I get it. See, that's the thing, is it's like the belief system. You know, that's why I got to ask about beliefs. When I go on a first date. I mean, like, tell me all the things you believe in immediately.
But it's also like, I'm going to figure out how to do this on my own.
Yeah.
I'm not going to fucking take you to court and ruin your entire life and take half of everything you own.
Some people do.
It's really sad that people do that.
Yeah. People do fucking do that. Like,
how do you expect, if you and I are married and it doesn't work out, right? And now I have the kids just as much as you have the kids. Mm-hmm. Why should I have to pay for everything at my house and half of it at yours?
Right.
Like, at one point we loved each other. We had these kids together.
Mm-hmm. Well, like, that's what I mean. So my ex don't do that.
I'll pay at my house and you pay at your house.
Yeah.
And if we need help, we'll ask each other.
Right. Well, that's the thing, is that's what me and my ex do. Like, we do not have any kind of
legal custody, child support shit. For what?
Well, right. We have the kids half the time each. You pay for them, you the fuck have them.
Is the male the one that needs to pay that for the female? Like, I just, that aggravates the fuck out of me all the time.
Right. Well, what really aggravates the fuck out of me is when a girl is, like, fighting the dad for custody and visitation and full-time rights and all this other stuff, but then still wants half. Like, so you want the kid and all my money? Wow. Like, right. Can I get, like, anything?
Then that leads me back to, like, people should probably think about who they're having sex. Right. Condoms maybe should be used a little bit more.
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, like, if you didn't use a condom but you were on birth control, like, let's say you were trying to prevent having a kid and then you had one, like, I can understand if your beliefs told you, like, you know, I need it, I cannot get rid of this kid. However, if you're, like, fucking somebody without a condom and you're not on any birth control and they fucking nut in you, like, you basically, like, don't asked to get pregnant. Right, you,
like, don't set yourself up for to be stupid.
Well, the thing is, the girls can lie. That's why I'm glad I have an IUD. People will know. They can tell.
Yeah, and girls can lie, but guys are also stupid as fuck.
Yeah.
So you're on a first date and you just believe this bitch?
You just believe this bitch. Right? You don't know her level of crazy.
I've known people for fucking 7 years and I don't believe them. Right. The fuck?
You barely believe me at right?
time. I don't believe Tiffany at all. And she's my best friend. So you think I'm going to believe you? No.
Yeah,
and
no.
And if roles were reversed, if men were the one that took birth control, bitch, you could not convince me at all. There
no!
is nothing you could say that would make me think that you were taking your birth control every day. Right.
Honestly, that
I can't remember to take a vitamin every day, so I'm pretty sure, sir, this is not a guarantee.
Right. Well, okay, so that, I don't even understand how they have not yet figured out how to make that for guys. Like, how to give them birth control that lowers their sperm count?
I think they have recently...
Like a male birth, something. That would be dope.
Should be like a depot shot for men.
Yeah. Which, I mean, it doesn't make you not come. Like, I knew somebody who thought that when you get a fucking vasectomy, I almost said a vasectomy. Oh my God. I'm illiterate. Right. I need to make that a button. I say that fucking enough. How illiterate I am. A vasectomy that they just didn't come anymore. It was just like, air. I'm like, bro, what? No, it does
like
not.
A grown
do
adult
that.
Man thought that. I'm fucking dead.
A grown adult man thought that a vasectomy
air?
Get that you do not come at all.
Oh no,
that it's just air no. or like magic fairy dust or some shit just comes out of there. I don't know, man. Dandruff off your fucking pubes. I don't know what they thought. They just didn't think you actually ever actually ejaculated. And I'm like, you're the dumbest motherfucker. I love how dumb you are. I love dummies because they make you feel so smart. Like, I barely have to know anything around right. you. But I just couldn't believe it. But yeah, like vasectomies, not every guy wants to do that because they're like, wah, I'm going to be in pain for a minute. Like, yeah, they can't imagine, be in pain right. at all. And I know most guys are going to admit that they bitches. They use right. all our bitches because they
but
are.
But think about it. Like, even like when I was younger, like my mom would be deathly ill and still like do everything yeah. she was supposed to do for the day. My dad would have a fever and you'd think we were planning his funeral.
Right. Like, he'd have a fucking, and he'd walk had a bad like, stomach ache because he ate too much.
Yeah, like, bro,
like noises, like down for the fucking yes, count. Bye. Like if they get hurt, like let's say they get a cut somewhere, they like keep looking at it. Like it's not going to change, bro. Leave it the fuck alone. It's a fucking paper cut. You'll be all right. And honestly, but some
they are such bitches, right? Like, think about all the guys you've dated and they get sick and you're like, all right, bro, grow the fuck up.
And I hate to say it like that. And I don't know why girls are like tough. Most girls, and it is really most girls, females are way tougher. Females do
have a higher pain tolerance. That's a fact.
It's just, and so I'd love, that's why I would, that's another reason I'd love to be a guy. Cause I want to get like hurt too that day. So that I could really gauge the pain levels.
After I'm done having sex with you, I'd like to catch a cold.
You're like fucking a bitch who's sick. You're like, who has COVID here? Who has COVID?
Because I need to be strep.
Anybody got just a little
go hang out
eye?
At emergency one and try to pick bitches up. How sick are you? What do you have? What are your symptoms? Do you want to suck my dick real quick or not?
Like, I really want to be a guy for a day for so many reasons, but add that one to the fucking list because I need to get hurt or sick that day. I'm telling you, like, I want to stub my toe.
Hey, where are you? I'm hanging out at urgent care. Just trying to catch a cold.
We're fucking done. It's true. And I know that most men can agree that they are like this. And it's so cute until it's not.
It's not cute.
Until it's annoying. Until it's their 30th cold that month. And you're like, bro, what's good with you? Go to fucking work.
You've seen the TikTok videos where they have like that machine that simulates period menstrual cramps.
Yes, yes.
And they
yes.
put it on the guy and they're like, oh, whoa. What the fuck is this? And you're like, yeah, we walk around like that, bro. And function. And you still want blowies. What's yeah, up?
Right. It's just, I've seen that and that was so funny. Like they'll do different levels, like 1 through 10 or whatever. And like, they'll be on level like half a one and they're right. like, oh, I need to lay down.
Yeah,
you're like, fine. What? Like, I didn't even turn it on yet. What's going on? Yeah, no, it's funny. It's like that. Well, that's why there's a difference between like a cold and a man cold. Right. Because theirs is like they have stage 4 and today they're taking their very last right. breath. Oh my god,
how's Jim doing? He's we don't know if he's gonna make it.
Right. Or like they're always at the hospital, like they literally, like I said, stubbed their toe, you know, and like got a little burn from the grease on the stove and they're like, I got 3rd degree burn. I'm gonna need skin
grafting. I can't do
graphing.
The dishes or the laundry all week. Okay.
They're like taking up all the space everywhere, like the bed, the couch. You gotta like feel bad for them and shit. It's like comes to a point where I'm not just a cunt, I'm just over it. Right. Like this is dumb. Sorry guys, you know what you do.
You got some would you rathers?
I do. I want to close out with the would you rathers.
Okay.
All right. So would you rather orgasm 150 times a day or never have an orgasm again?
Bro, 150?
150 times a day. Let's just pretend you came back to back every minute. So it's 150 minutes. That's what? 2 hours and 30 minutes? I mean, I could,
no,
math is hard.
60 plus 60 is 120.
So is I'm right. Yeah.
So that's an hour and a half. That, oh, 2 hours is.
Yep. Math is hard, isn't
math
it?
Math is hard. Yes. So 2.5 hours.
All right. So let's just say you just came for 2.5 hours straight a day. It doesn't necessarily say.
There's no way I could handle that. You think you could sit there and just come for 2.5 hours? You know how sensitive it gets sometimes?
Yeah, when you girl, come? I sure do.
And then, like, you want to keep doing that after that for another 2.5 hours?
Actually, funny that you say that, because this is not something I hate, but something that I'm like, what? Is when a guy eats you out, makes you come, and then doesn't stop eating you out. It's like, whoa, Nelly. Like, yeah. Give me, like, one
right.
second.
Like, back out.
Yeah,
back
hold
up.
On. Whoa.
Stop.
You're, like, pushing their forehead away, but kind of not and wanting them right. to move at the same time.
And they're like, what? And it's like, just stop.
Yeah, like
now.
Give me like literally a minute.
Right, like a lot of this blood has to go away. Yeah,
she pumping right now. but that's the thing. Okay, so let's go back to girls versus guys, because you give them a blowjob, they want you off that dick immediately
right.
because
it's
of
sensitive,
how sensitive,
sensitive
it is. Right, no, okay. I'm going to keep sucking your dick right. so you can feel how I feel every time you won't get off of me.
Right.
Because it's a fucking same thing. What do they think? That we don't have any feeling down there or something?
Right, but I'm going to have to go with never, because I think it would just, like, not even be, like, I don't think after that long the orgasm effect would be the same.
All right, so I'm going to 150 times a day.
I know you are.
I'm not. I'm definitely coming. I'm not never coming again. That's a joyous feeling. I'm way too young to never come again.
Okay. I'm still picking not coming again.
It's probably easier for you to imagine since you lived your life like that for a long time. Like, me too, but I also can make myself come. So, like, now you're giving up basically masturbating for any cause at all. Yeah. People don't just masturbate because they just, like, want to feel their clits. They masturbate because they want to come.
Right.
So, like, I'm not just like, hey, I'm bored.
But I just, like, don't think I could handle that every day for 2.5 hours.
But what if it was, like,
15 minutes here, 15 minutes there? Yeah.
Like, come for 15 minutes straight.
I just want to stick with my answer.
All right, fine. Moving on. Would you rather never be allowed to wear underwear again or never be allowed to wear socks again?
Underwear. Same. I hate feet without socks. Me too. And shoes.
If it's like a sneaker or something, like, yeah.
Because I don't really like feet to begin with. So, like...
Like, I know.
You have to have socks.
You got it. Yeah, I give up underwear, too, because there's no way I'm not wearing socks. And, like, I love socks.
Who cares about underwear, really?
Yeah, well, I know a few people who don't care about underwear at all.
Right.
But yeah, no. I wonder, like, how many guys, like, because there's a lot of girls that will don't wear underwear. I used to not wear underwear.
I was just going to say, you used to never wear underwear.
Yeah, when I, like, 15 years ago, I would never wear underwear.
I have a friend
but I always
had to buy underwear to go get a massage because she doesn't ever wear it.
Yeah. I absolutely
I feel like, what do you mean you don't have underwear on? Because with jeans, I just feel like, no.
Well, so that was when I was super hella fat. So when I was super hella fat, I only really wore, like, leggings. Right. So, like, in leggings, I can understand that you might not wear underwear. But, like, what about jeans, bro?
Right.
Like, your pussy is literally in those jeans.
Right.
Like, just rubbing against that heavy seam.
And what if I have sex today?
Wet.
Now my jeans are going to have a fucking wet spot on them.
Which, to be fair.
Cum is going
to
be just dripping out onto my jeans.
Right. Like, obviously, underwear aren't so thick that it can't, like, kind of go through. But the underwear really do help prevent it from getting all over your pants.
Facts.
Like, yeah, it might have a tiny because little
otherwise
dot.
Otherwise, it's going to be down my leg. Now it's on my legs. In my jeans? Thighs.
Could you imagine having, like, cummy jeans. Thighs with, like, ooh. Your...
And now the jeans are wet and rubbing on you?
Yeah, no.
See, this is why underwear was invented.
Right, it was. Yeah, no, I would pick no. But I would pick give up underwear.
No underwear.
Yeah, fuck no. I need socks at times. I mean, sandals are fine with no socks. And if you wear socks with sandals, get the fuck out of here. Because I ain't about that life.
Right.
All right. Would you rather yell out, yes, grandma, every single time you orgasm, or have to tell your grandma... in detail, all about your last sexual encounter from start to finish.
I would tell the latter. Hell I'm telling yeah. my grandma everything.
Every fucking thing, grandma.
And she would probably...
Come here. Right. Sit down. You're
going
to need to sit down for this.
She's dead now. But at the end, she was demented. So she wouldn't have known shit anyway.
Right. And my grandmother was not. But I would still sit there and tell her every lick of detail. Right. I'd be like, you know what? Want to just watch the video?
I was looking for scissors and she handed me a knife. So, like, I'm pretty sure she's going to forget whatever I tell her anyway. But anyway.
Yeah. Could you imagine yelling out,
even
yes,
if
grandma!
She was, if she was completely intact, I still would do the latter.
Right. Me too. All right. Would you rather only be able to have sex in public places or be confined to having sex in one specific place for the rest of your life?
Only in public places.
Okay. I also pick that because I'm going to be honest. That's kind of a thing for me anyway.
Yeah. So I'm picking it because the idea of that turns me the fuck on.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. I mean, if people saw, whatever. But I also, like, my preferred idea would be, like, somewhere where we could get caught, right. But we're not gonna.
I also like quickie public sex sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, absolutely. Bend me over this picnic table. Mm-hmm. Handle the business.
And we might get caught, but we might not.
We might, but we aren't.
Right. But I like that better than thinking about sure. like only being able to have sex in my bed all the time.
Yeah, yeah. Me too. Same. Samesies. All right. This is the last one. Would you rather have someone pee on you during sex or pee on someone else or you pee on someone else every time you have sex?
Every time.
Yeah, every time. So they pee on you every time or you pee on them? I'm going to start. So,
okay. Because I'm thinking about this.
So as you know,
I don't like the idea of peeing on somebody.
Okay. So this is what I'm going to start with is that I think we all know by now that when a girl squirts, there is pee in that.
Right.
Like she's not full fledged pissing like she's on the toilet on you, but we all know. And if you don't know, now you know.
It is piss.
It has pee in it. So I am a squirter.
Right.
I don't like to like say that. I'm not going to say it again. Okay. However, I've peed on somebody obviously before.
Right. But they're talking about like squat and piss. They're not talking about squirting.
So that's why I'm saying I would rather pee on you because I've basically done it already anyway than you pee on me.
All right.
So I'm going to go with I want to pee on you. Like
I'm going to say the same.
Yeah. I'm going to say that because I already have. But I've been peed on from a guy. Not like golden shower.
What?
Not during. Okay. So let me.
What? Sorry.
So he's never been like, let me pee on you, baby. Like in bed. But like, if you've ever taken a shower with a guy and he's just like playing a little game and he just like pees on you.
Yeah,
I've
but
had
like,
that happen.
But you've never had somebody but I've been pee in the on shower. You during sex.
No, fuck no. I am not into golden showers. But the bathroom one was like a joke.
What if? Okay. Yeah. What if?
It was Jason Momoa?
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because I'd say, yeah, you can pee on me, bro.
Right. What if it was your boyfriend, though, and he, like, really wants to because that's his thing?
I'd let him.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So would I.
I would definitely let him. Fuck
like,
it,
whatever turns you on and you're going to want to do this more, like,
I'm yeah. Down. Like, I'm okay with mostly whatever turns you on. I say mostly because some things I ain't doing it. Like I am not doing it. But yeah, I would totally let him if he really wanted to. Like I am taking a shower after this immediately. And like what about the bed? Like what's going on with that? Because I can't keep washing these sheets.
Do you think we walk around town and people are like, that's those dirt bags?
You know I only go to like one place.
I know.
So nobody
ever. Is it because of that?
But what's funny to me is that you get asked a lot if you're on the podcast. And it's
all
because you're all over the
all
place. You
the
see a
time.
Ton of people. So yeah. I've always wondered like if I was out all over the place, if people also say that. So that would be dope. I kind of would like that.
People ask me a lot.
Yeah, they do. They
you're the girl from the podcast, right? And I'm like, oh dear. If you're asking if I'm the girl that likes anal, then yes. That's me.
Yeah.
I should be like, yes, but I'm the reserved one.
Yes, I am the Barbie doll on top of the bear. But yeah, no, I wish that sometimes I was out more so that people could say that and like me be like hyped about it, because there was every time I have gone out to a different place, they have said it, which is crazy. Like the one time someone like shook my hand. I'm like, oh my God, cool. Do you like want my autograph?
It's crazy that you don't know the extent that it reaches to.
Yeah, I know. And I'm like, dang, thank you.
Right. And people are always laughing.
Yeah, they do. Cool. All right. That's all I got. Anything left for you, my?
Nope. Till next week.
All right. Praise be, bitches. Let's talk about sex a little bit.